Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
This is Happiness Solved with America's Happiness Coach, Sandy Scarlatta.
And thank you for joining us today. I'm so happy you're here. Happiness Solved is the place where we explore everything you need to become the best possible version of you. This is Sandy Scarlatta, and today I've got some exciting news for our dedicated listeners. We've just launched our exclusive members-only portal. This is your ticket to a world of additional content designed to deepen your understanding and engagement with the Happiness Solved mission. To learn more about all of the exciting benefits, stay tuned until the end of the episode where I will explain in greater detail. For those interested now, head over to happinesssolved.supercast.com. Today is another amazing conversation, so let's get started. Dr. Joe Casper, welcome. So happy to see you again.
Yes, Sandy.
We met on the marketer's cruise. Great experience. You introduced me to your products. They sound incredible. And for the audience, Dr. Joe Casper is a health professional with 39 years of experience. He's a professional vitamin formulator, which is so cool, nutritionist, exercise physiologist, author, and dynamic keynote speaker. And you're the creator of the 22-Minute Workout and president of the Muscle Goat Protein Company. So awesome. We're going to talk about all of that. But first, I love hearing people's stories. How did you get to where you are today? Like, what prompted you? Was there like an epiphany? Like, most people have like that one moment where they're like, you know, this is what I have to do with my life. Yes. What was that for you?
Well, I've had a couple aha moments in my life, but I would say, and I'll use a New York term, the punch in the face, because we're kind of hardcore where I'm from, you know.
Yeah.
When I was 20, and my dad was 50, he had a heart attack.
Oh.
That was my real moment. And my grandfather also had a heart attack. It's funny, my dad had a heart attack my junior year of college. My grandfather had a heart attack my dad's junior year of college. The difference was my grandfather dropped into my dad's arms. And when that happened, people always talk about, you know, genetic predisposition. In some cases, very low, maybe 10%. That's the case. Heart attack, no. And when my dad had that heart attack, and I just said, that's not going to happen to me. So my journey really hit at that moment. That was my aha moment. And I said, I don't care what drugs are going to come out and this and that. And I am going to get healthy for the rest of my life. And I started as a teenager, but I realized, okay, I don't want this to happen to me. And I look like my father, same genetic type. And I said, uh-uh. And I'm now 57. There's no plaque in my body, no heart condition, no nothing, because I stayed on my journey for a long time.
Wow.
And it's a pleasure and honor to do it. And people say it's strict. No, it's not strict. It's just what I want it to be. It's normal.
Right.
Because as you know, there's a lot of diets out there, Sandy. None of them work. Let me say that again. None of them work. You will not last on that diet for 20 years. I don't care what you say. Yes, there's exceptions to the rule, of course. But for the most part, no.
Right.
It's not going to work.
Well, because when you're decrying yourself of something, all you do, all that's making you do from a mindset perspective is you just want it more.
Right. That's correct. Yeah. And someone will say to me, well, my friend did this program. I said, it doesn't matter. Yes, there are exceptions, but 99% of people will not last. And the reason they won't last on any program is a reason you probably never heard, but will make complete sense. People don't want to be different. They don't want to go to Christmas, Hanukkah, Thanksgiving, whatever, and be the black sheep in the family. And someone goes, can you eat this? Oh, no, I can't. Really? And you know what the family will say to you? Not congratulations, Sandy, we're proud of you. What's wrong with you? You don't want to be like us. People don't want that. And I've been the black sheep in my family for many years. I welcome it. Bring it here. I'm good with that. And that's really what is people don't. People think about this. When a kid is a teenager, we're all with teenagers, right? And teenagers experiment with things, okay? Mm-hmm. If you're in that group and you're not experimenting like the other kids, you're out of the group, right? Yeah. You're gone. You're gone. So if you're in a family that eats unhealthy and you're the health person, you're not going to be loved. Not. This is a reality. People don't want that pressure.
Yeah. You are so, I was just thinking of a million examples and one that really, and this has nothing to do with food, but it's just an example of how these kids work is my son was in this friend group for so long and they've excluded him because he's taking an extra year of college.
Yeah. People don't,
like,
because
really? Like you can't, like, you're going to like dismiss because of that? It doesn't make sense to me.
Oh, it makes complete sense. You know, it's not my son, but let me explain why. When you're different than the norm, people don't want to be different. It's kind of like, okay, let's say all of a sudden you do a stock investment and you make $50 million. If you're living in a condo, you're going to have to move. You're not staying there. You're moving because you don't fit in that neighborhood anymore, right? Let's be real. You don't fit. What do you say? Your neighbors will come home bitching at their jobs and you're home with piles of money and you love your day. You don't fit in. You got to go to a higher level. Same as an athlete. So all of a sudden, you're a great college ball player and now you get drafted professionally. You're hanging with the pro guys because that's who you are now.
Yeah. Well, and I do think there's something to be said that if you want to be successful, you want to hang around people that are successful.
Right. In that field. So another, right. Success isn't always money. Right. So if you want to be, but here's the thing about healthy people, that the people who are living a very healthy lifestyle, it's a very, very tiny group.
Yeah.
There's way more millionaires than healthy people. That's really true.
Oh, I can believe it. I believe it. And the thing is, and I have to walk a delicate line here. The people in my life that I do know that have, because of health reasons, have to make specific choices with their food because of allergies or whatnot, I find them to be almost apologetic because they can't, because they have to order a special thing off the menu.
They shouldn't have to.
Right. Exactly. That's my point, is that it's okay. You know, you're allergic to this, so that's all right. You don't,
of course.
There's no apologizing. Yeah, it's interesting.
I get it. I know myself, I've been disinvited to functions. I know it, people won't admit it, but I know it because of, oh, he's that health nut guy. So in my 20s, when I did this, I was a real nutcase, you know, according to them, something wrong with me. Now my 50s, the same people made fun of me. Now buy my products. Is that interesting?
Right. Oh, I know. It's like the, you know, when you decide to like not drink for a period of time, people are like, they're worried you're gonna judge them or whatever, right?
Well, like, actually, it's actually the opposite. When the non-drinkers, is what I feel. The non-drinkers seem to judge the drinkers less than the people who drink to the non-drinkers. It bothers them way more.
Oh, absolutely.
You're not drinking. What's wrong with you?
Exactly. That's my point. Like they don't want you around if you have made that life decision. Yeah. Oh, crazy stuff. All right. So let's talk about, first, let's talk about your 22-minute workout. How did that come about? And can you explain that a little bit?
I can. There's a lot of ways to work out and exercise. And people do yoga, they stretch, they do balance work, reactions, whatever it is. But in this world, Sandy, we need or we have to have muscular strength. Everything in this world requires strength. You're sitting in that chair, you need strength in your legs and your back to sit there, to carry packages, for me to hold the dog, whatever it may be, you need strength. So what do they tell the older population? Go for a walk. One of the worst things to do is walk if you're overweight. Hard on the joints, your shoes might be worn out, whatever it may be. You got to strength train. The problem is people overtrain in the weight room or they undertrain. So when I see people in the gym taking a little bicep dumbbells and go, it's not doing anything, doing nothing. So my 22-minute workout came because I figured out how to train people by doing resistance training, going really slow. No momentum and no acceleration. So if you take a resistance, providing that resistance is heavy enough, and you move the resistance about 15 degrees per second, no momentum, no acceleration. You can train your whole body that way with bands, with balls, with weights, whatever it may be, in a controlled setting. It makes it more intense. And the intensity level is based on everyone's different needs. So when my mom was alive and I trained her, obviously intensity with her was different than a professional athlete I trained. Obviously, there's a difference. And the set system, you know, 2, 3, 4 sets is okay, but why waste time? I mean, it's like the same. I'll give you the premise on this. You ever carry a furniture up a staircase in your lifetime? You probably have.
Yeah.
And what happens when you carry that furniture? After a certain amount of time, a signal goes to your brain that says, Sandy, you can't do this no more. And that's the end of it, right? You got to put it down. So when you lift weights, it's not about how many repetitions you do. You're not tired because you did 6, 8, or 12 repetitions. You're tired because you did X amount of weight for X amount of time, and the muscle fibers, just they're spent, they're done. They say, I can't do this anymore. So it's not about how many times you do it. But I have found that when you go with slow training, one set, that's one set, going 4 to 8 repetitions seems to work well for most people. So you can do the entire body in about 22 minutes.
Wow.
Without getting injured. That's the key. Without getting hurt.
Right. Here's the thing. Who doesn't have 22 minutes in their day?
Right. It's only twice a week. You only do this program twice a week. That's all you. Now, there's other things you need to do too, because you can't do the 22-minute workout twice a week and go to McDonald's every day and think you're going to be healthy. That's not the case.
Right.
There's no magic pill.
Right.
And I just think we need muscular strength to survive. So the older population, you want to build bone density, do the 22-minute workout. But what do they do? They put on more prescriptions and more prescriptions, and it's ridiculous. I see people where I live here in the villages. This is a very active community, not very healthy and fit, which someone's going to get in the paper every day. It says the healthiest community. The villages is a great place. It is not healthy. It's active. There's a huge difference.
Right.
I mean, there's clubs and some people who are healthy, but for the most part, no, because if you have 80% or 90% of the population on 5 or 6 medications and also drinking alcohol, how can they be healthy?
They can't be.
How is that possible? No.
Yeah, it's not possible. And so let's talk about nutrition for a minute, and then we're going to go into your Muscle Goat Protein Company. So there's a misnomer out there where it's like calories in, calories out. And yet there is, I know that there's some science to back that, right?
Yes, there is.
But it's the quality of the calories. It's not just, okay, well, this McDonald's meal, they tell you, is 680 calories. Okay, so that's 680. But boy, is that really crappy 680 calories.
The calories. Just
go into that a little bit more.
Oh, I can. We could be here till your next birthday.
I know.
Okay. All right. So first of all, here's the best example. You ever been to Italy before?
Yes. Incredible food. Yes.
Okay. Did you stuff your face?
Yes.
Okay. And you gained 0 weight, correct?
Nothing. I gained zero weight. And when I went to France, the same thing. We ate like crazy and we actually lost weight.
Great, of course, right. And you know why that makes complete sense to me? It wasn't calories in or calories out. Mm-mm. It couldn't be. Because the quality of the food.
It was the quality of the food.
I would like to do this, but I it's not going to happen. I like to take, like, let's say 1,000 people. Your exact same diet you have here in America. Go to Italy, eat the exact same thing. I can almost guarantee you'll lose weight and your blood work will be better.
Yeah.
Because it's the food. So a McDonald's hamburger that might say a certain amount of calories, is it really? First of all, they cook in seed oils, which creates plaque. That's another problem. So it's not the food, it's how it's processed.
Right.
So when people do elimination diets, let's say, again, example, it's January New Year's resolutions, which are a joke. They don't work.
No.
That's why I wrote the book, See, Fire Your Diet. See, because diets don't work. Diet stands for depression, insecurity, emotional trauma. It's a victim club. Doesn't work. Right. It won't last. How can you, let's say, who, not you personally, but you have a terrible diet and all of a sudden it's January 2nd or 1st, whatever it is, and now you're gluten-free, you're dairy-free, you're everything-free, working out 2 hours a day, you're really into it. That's not you as a person. Who are you? Yep. And then you're going on, let's see, the master cleanse. The next thing that people like to do is the program where they, the fasting diet, which people swear by, it doesn't work for everyone. My wife is a superior athlete, okay, like a professional athlete. She sometimes trains in a day 5-6 hours. If she did intermittent fasting, she would drop dead. It wouldn't work. Now, some people would argue with me. It wouldn't work.
Well, no, she not if you're... Yeah, if you're exerting that much activity every day, you have to eat.
Right.
Very,
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. So the problem is no one size fits all with everyone. Everyone's body is different. Their mind's different. Their cells are different. So you might have someone who's 6'2", 190 pounds of solid muscle. They're that way their whole life. And you go, well, I'm going to do what they do. Bad idea. And there are people who tell me, well, I look at food and gain weight. Or this one, I don't know how I got fat. I don't eat anything. Your metabolism slowed down. There's so many factors.
Right.
One thing people can do to improve their health, number one, I think, is drink more water.
Oh, yes.
Right. In fact, I'm going to have some right now. That's what I'm talking
about. Yeah. Exactly. And the thing is that it's amazing to me to hear somebody who's overweight say, you know, I don't know why it's not working. I hardly ever eat. Well, you know, that's not true.
Right.
So no,
but sometimes here's the thing is, what did they do their whole life? So it's a lot of it's emotional too. So yes. If you were, let's say, again, with your family, if your family had a terrible diet and you want to fit in, you better have one with them. It's the same way. Okay. Let's say a couple is married. Okay. And one of them has an alcohol problem. A lot of times the other one gets one too.
Yeah.
Am I right, Sandy?
Yeah.
Or else they won't fit in again. Again, there are exceptions to the rule. So I'm just saying most people are followers that they don't want to be a leader because they don't want to stand out from the, I just belched from the water. Sorry. They don't want to stand out from the crowd.
Right.
And that's it. If you want to get healthy, you can. It's about choice. And I advise people this. Whatever you like to eat, what you like to eat, do the better quality. Example, Sandy and I like, we like brownies. So what do? We make brownies from scratch with coconut sugar and we cook them in mom's butter, goat ghee, instead of using chemicals and fillers. All right? Delicious. We make a lot of stuff with this stuff because one ingredient. That's my late mother on there.
Aww.
So someone's saying, why can't you eat those brownies? Don't need 100 of them, but that's a better brownie that we make than you buy in the store.
Right.
So instead of saying deprive yourself, no, that won't work. But example, okay, meatballs and spaghetti. If you go to a restaurant and have meatballs and spaghetti, it tastes a lot different if you cook it at home. Also, it's a lot different you have it in Italy, which I'm sure you had. So
yes.
That's the whole point. It's not, it's a, like Sandy and I went out once and she had, I think she might have meatballs and spaghetti with some friends. And she goes, this doesn't taste what we have at home. I said, exactly. Because they're in the back cooking with seed oil. What do you expect? Yeah. I don't care if it's a 5-star restaurant. It's not what you think it is. It's not.
So why do the restaurants use seed oil? Because we've heard so many bad, horrible things.
Of course, it's cheap. It's about
money.
It's
cheap.
Okay, see this right here? Mom's bought a goat ghee, which has no trans fat. They're going to cook this. It costs too much money to make. I make 60 bottles at a time. They're not going to do it because... dog barking. They're not going to do it. It's about money. It's always about money.
Yeah.
So... Wait, stop. So someone might say,
William's getting excited over there.
Someone might say, well, don't cook with coconut oil because there's fat in it. You can't cook with fat-free oil because it doesn't exist. Right. Fat-free oil means it's not really oil.
Right.
And people say olive oil is healthy. Is it really? It's sitting on the shelf forever. I'm convinced the best thing to cook with in the world, and I'm biased and I'm judgmental because I admit it, is ghee, which is clarified butter.
Right.
And when it's warm, it's liquid. When it's solid, it's cold. Okay. But cow takes two hours to digest. Plant-based takes 3 to 4 hours. Goat takes 20 minutes. This is a walk-off.
Wow.
There's nothing better to cook with or bake with or lower the acidity level in your coffee. This is great. And I make it. Yes, I'm promoting myself. I just admit it. But I don't sell this in the store either. But not everyone's going to do that. They're not. Not everyone's going to listen. But you can make better choices. You can make better choices. The problem with the world is it's so fast-paced. We know, you and I know a lot of rich people. Their diets, most of them are bad, aren't they, Sandy? They're terrible.
Yes.
And they go out to eat all the time. If you want to be healthy, that's not going to work. Now, you can hire people to cook for you. That's a better choice.
Right.
If you tell me that, well, I go to a restaurant, they bake the salmon, stop it. One of my friends is a doctor. We had this argument. He goes, Joe, you're right. I said, Steve, you're putting on weight because you go out to eat with your wife all the time. And it's funny. He tore his rotator cuff. He just had surgery himself. Now he's getting healthier because now he has time to cook. Of course.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So Muscle Goat Protein Company, you've introduced a little bit about that.
Yes.
You have, tell us about all the products that you have.
Okay. Well, I showed you, I have colostrum, which we just sold out of, which, you have. Goat ghee to cook with. Colostrum is the best thing. I love colostrum for your immune system, for digestion, gut health, and what it does, and it's also probiotic as well. The first milk from a mother, any mammal, the first 2 days is colostrum. There's nothing better in the world in terms of minerals in that. You can't even measure it. So I took the excess I made into a vitamin called Immune System Balance. 120 pills in the bottle. It's incredible stuff. And people take it. Now in the stores, they sell online, they sell from a cow. Once again, cow takes 2 hours to digest. And when companies say, we source from the finest places on earth, I don't want to curse, but I want to curse. What does that really mean?
Got it from where they could get it. Yeah.
Thank you. Yes. Sometimes, yeah. It's China, it's here, whatever. Right. So goat colostrum blows it away because again, A2 enzymes in goat milk makes it incredible to break down in your digestive system. People with dairy issues, 90% can handle goat products. When you go in the store, buy goat milk. Don't buy almond milk or soy milk or oat milk. It's fake. Look at the chemicals and fillers.
Mm.
Now, again, there's a 10% of the population who can't handle goat milk. I get it. But that's 10%.
Right.
So my idea years ago to formulate the protein company was this. I had a number of companies want to recruit me to do different network marketing companies for nutrition. I couldn't do it. Now, what they're doing is okay for them. I wanted to find something where I can do my own thing and I have control issues. I'm not going to sell something I don't believe in because all the companies share machinery. When you go in a store and you buy vitamins, they all share machinery. They do. And I said, I'm going to find a way to make my own goat products with my own farm and lamb, and people say, Joe, good luck, it doesn't exist. And I said, you know what? You're right. I've heard that my whole life that I can't do something, so on spite, I'm going to do it. And it showed up. I now have protein, and you'll see on the label, the lab, the farm, the manufacturing facility are on the same property. No one does that.
Wow.
And the only thing that touches my machines is goat products. The goats drink apple cider vinegar in their water every morning. No other animals on the property. The goats have a better, but they probably have a healthier life than both of us. Amazing. And it's a small situation. I can't mass produce it. I don't sell on Amazon. Never going to happen. So if you want to do a, you know, one of those affiliate deals, probably never going to happen. I mean, and is great stuff. You only need a little bit of it for it to break down. I have vanilla, chocolate, and I also have strawberry. And I found out with strawberry is when you take beets and mix it with goat milk, it tastes like strawberry. If I called this beet flavor, it would never sell.
No, probably not.
And if you look at my ingredients, you'll see everything is pure the way it should be.
Wow.
But this can never be a big moneymaker. It's impossible. And I'm good with that.
So I want to point out, because I like to educate people when it's appropriate. One of the problems with a lot of supplements, protein powders, things like that, like you were saying, they're manufactured all over the place. Now, if they're not manufactured in the United States and they're manufactured in other countries, what people don't understand is that there's no regulations.
Right.
There's nobody coming in to make sure that the facility is clean. There's no regulations on anything, especially in China.
Yes.
And so that's why it's such a huge problem, because you don't know what you're getting.
Correct. Now, even the best companies out there, I'm not going to name names, get myself sued. Right. But even the best plant-based companies, look in the ingredients, you'll see monk fruit. Now, when you look online, monk fruit says it's super healthy. I don't agree with that at all. It's too sweet. Monk fruit comes from China. We don't have it here. No one's growing monk fruit in their yard. Not happening.
Yeah.
Not happening. So those companies, which they're the best they can do, but those major companies in the stores, they don't have their own machinery. They don't.
Right. Right.
There's probably five companies in this country that have their own machinery, and I'm one of them. But even the ones that have their own machinery, I noticed this, they add chemicals and fillers, magnesium stearate, titanium dioxide. They don't have to do that. They don't have to. It's cheap. That's the problem. They don't have to. But they do. Now, my stuff, I'm not going to lie to you because I don't need to. My stuff isn't cheap. My stuff is expensive. My protein, my colostrum, my stuff is very expensive. But it's all handmade. I make 120 vanilla, 120 chocolate, 60 strawberries, 60 colostrum, and 60 mom's butter at a time. That's it. So you said, Joe, I want 100 bottles of this. I say, I can't do it. Only a certain amount of goats. And you can't force them to milk. See, in the cow industry, the reason they can always get cow milk is because a cow, when it says hormone-free, is another lie. Because as long as the cow, I believe, 6 weeks or 8 weeks of no hormones can legally say hormone-free. And they get away with it.
And then they give them more hormones?
And, well, no, okay. So let's say, example, I have a cow in my backyard. And, you know, I have a company. I don't. Let's say for cows. And the cow has hormones for a long time. The last 2 months of its life, I can say, and I give it all good stuff, I can say it's hormone-free and get away with it. And you could look that up, as they say. That's a fact. You don't see any small cows. Goats weigh 120 to 200 pounds, like the size of a human.
Right.
There's no 500-pound goats yet. And the government hasn't figured out a way how to do that, thank God, yet. And goats like to be milked. Cows don't. That's another factor.
Well, cows are mostly milked by machines, aren't they?
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
And they're not happy to do it. So with the goat milk, I know our goats are by hand, but also the goats go in the trough. They like actually enjoy it. They're happy. I mean, they eat grass. There's no wild animals killing them. The only animals on the property are goats. There's no other animals to freak them out. So when there's a farm with goats and cows and pigs and chickens, it's too much.
How does that? I know that I don't even know if they can study this, but I had heard about this, that when they're killing a lot of these animals, the trauma that they're experiencing can be found in some of the byproducts, whether it's their milk.
That's true, right? That's very true. You can't really prove it, but so example, let's say you're a meat person, okay? So once in a while, I've eaten this meat, which I like. I eat elk meat sometimes. But the person who gets it from me, they use a bow and arrow. It's killed clean. The animal doesn't know what happened. And that's organic. When someone hunts and kills the animal, that's really organic. When the chicken's on the farm and they say it's organic, it's not as organic as you think, especially with the eggs in the store. Those eggs got to get to the Whole Foods or whatever store. So they have to lay a certain amount. So the chickens get light. But if you think they're not forced to be to hatch. They have to do something to have this happen to make a living.
Yeah.
Because they have to. There's no way it's perfect science. And, you know, I don't want people to be fooled. It's just not.
So where do we find that balance between, you know, you want to support American made products, but at what cost is it to our health? You know, how can we find that balance without moving to Europe? Because I don't want to move to Europe, but you know,
it's reality. You're never going to find it. However, there, listen, example, there's a group. So let's say you can check Facebook and internet. So if you want to find a company and pay the money to get organic, let's say deer meat and elk meat, which by the way are red meats, those red meats, when people say red meat's not healthy, you think that your chicken is healthier than elk meat that a hunter killed? No chance. But there's ways to get it. So if you're that millionaire entrepreneur who's so busy working eight to faint and you can't pay for it, pay for it. You're paying for your maid service. You got your Lamborghini. Pay for this. I'm amazed sometimes. I know one guy. This is funny. I'm not gonna say his name. You could know him, but he drives a Lamborghini, and he goes, I'm not paying $1,200 for supplements. I said, you drive a Lamborghini. What do you care? He cared. He did, but he did. I said, okay, you know, because yeah. Based on his situation, he needed my stuff. He needed other stuff besides mine. But I go, what do you care? He did. Goes out to dinner every night.
Yeah.
You don't have that. That's the whole point. It's a decision. Most people say you do things temporarily. That's the reality. And there's some people, like my wife does all this stuff. She likes it. But would she do it if I wasn't here? Probably not. And she would tell you that. But she likes it. The dog likes it. And the dog, you know, you give him. But the dog, he likes when we cook the food with mom's butter and goat colostrum. He's spoiled. And it's funny, speaking about the dog stuff, because I'm now a pet nutritionist too. I took a course for this. Is when you go online and it says never feed your dog or cat human food, dead wrong. Oh, is that wrong? Because the kibble, it's garbage. It has byproducts and chemicals and fillers. If you feed your dog and cat organic fish, organic meat, cooking mom's butter, it blows away anything in a can. The oldest living dog just died a few months ago. It was 31 and a half years old.
What?
Yep. Yeah. Look it up.
And where was this dog living?
Portugal.
Wow.
The dog was never on a leash and never had no vaccines and nothing. I'm not telling you to do that. But the dog also never ate food from a can or kibble. And the dog was 60 pounds. It wasn't like a tiny dog. Yeah. So that's something you don't normally see.
You know, 30 years old. Wow.
31. Right.
31 years old.
That's crazy. And a mommy coming home. William, she's mommy. William, that's mommy. Okay. So.
Come here. There's William. All right. William, it's so great to have you on the show today.
go see mommy. Go.
He's more concerned about his mama coming home. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. But hopefully, you know, this makes sense to people. I'm not saying, the funny thing is when people say they have a magic solution, like, I got this pill, it's going to save your life. That's not true. When doctors or any professional says, oh, this will solve everything. No, it won't. Mom's butter is great to cook with. Vanilla chocolate and strawberry protein are great for your protein shake. There's nothing better. Same with immune system balance. But there's more to life than that.
Right. Yeah.
There is.
Yeah, there's a lot more.
People have to understand that. And the funny thing is most people don't take care of their health, Sandy, until there's a problem.
Right.
Once if it's not broken, don't fix it. It's almost like this. Okay. Let's say I use baseball as an example. So let's say someone is playing a baseball game and they make a really good hit. And someone goes, great hit. If their form is terrible, no, you still got to fix it. Don't leave it alone because they got lucky.
Right. That's right.
Same thing.
Yeah. And it's really so unfortunate that people wait until something happens or they get that diagnosis that they then decide to make changes in their life.
Right. That's correct.
Because it's right. We started this whole thing out. It's all a choice. Happiness is a choice. What you eat is a choice. Everything is a choice.
Right. Okay. Example, your husband's downstairs with the dog, you said. Now, if he wants to get healthy, you can help him, but it's his, at the end, it's not your choice, it's his choice.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Very simple. Right.
There's nothing I can do.
Right. Now, Sandy likes Elsa, thank goodness. Like, she likes this stuff. So, in other words, she has a goat shake every day. I don't even have to make it for her. She does it herself. She likes making a goat shake. She likes goat milk. She likes goat protein. Now, initially, she was a little apprehensive when I mentioned, wait a minute. I said, try it. But the thing that helped me was we had goat cheese pizza on our first date.
Oh, wow.
And she liked it. So that helped.
I love goat cheese.
Yeah, I sort of
wait. Yeah, it's incredible.
And so does the dog. Yeah. So that's the whole thing. It's about what are you open to. And if she didn't love the goat pizza, I wouldn't have hated her for it. It's just life, but she liked it. Open yourself up to new things. But I'm just telling people out there, there are ways to get healthy. And if you can afford things, spend on your health. It's not just on the fancy vacations. Another thing too is, as people get older, be careful with all this alcohol. Be careful. Yeah. And I don't care if your doctor says wine's good for you. If you take 5 medications and you have 2 or 3 glasses of wine every night, that's probably not a good thing.
No.
A lot of people don't do that.
That's right.
The recipe for disaster. And then people, and they go, well, I don't know why I have this illness. Well, what have you been doing the last 30 years?
Right.
Most things are common sense.
Yeah. Wow. Well, Dr. Joe, thank you so much for joining us today. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about that we didn't cover?
Yes, but we'll be here, like I said, till your next birthday.
Well, we'll just have to have you back on.
Yes. I will say this though. Think about when you're going to get healthy, what makes sense for you and you know you can do. So, example, people can drink more water. You know, if you have 4 cups of coffee, they cut back to 3. Whatever you bad habit you know you have, cut back on it. I didn't say eliminate it because that might be too much. Cut back on it. The only thing I've ever seen work and work with my mother too was smoking. My mom quit smoking. She thought she was going to die of cancer and she didn't smoke for the last 30 years of her life.
Yeah.
That somehow that worked for her. Not, it doesn't work for everyone.
Yeah.
But if you have a bad habit, the thing that's sad is you don't want your last 10 years of your life to be living in a nursing home on an oxygen tank. You don't want that.
No.
It's happened, sadly. You don't want it.
No. And don't wait until you get there because you have a choice today.
That's right.
Every day we wake up, we have a choice.
Correct. Start somewhere. If it gets too complicated, again, start somewhere. There's a lot of websites. There's a lot of programs and products. They can be very confusing and misleading as well. Do what works best for you. And that's what I'm going to say. Cut back on the processed food. Drink more water. I mean, you'd be amazed if you do those little things, you're going to feel better. And whatever exercise you're doing, if it gives you pain, like let's say you walk a mile and your leg's killing you, then don't walk. Walk in the pool. Do something that's not going to put you in pain. Right. Pain is not the answer.
Right.
And it never will be. And
so where can people learn about your 22-minute workout and your goat products?
Can I get my phone number? Would that be okay?
Sure.
So I'm one of those people, I like to speak to people direct. So I'm kind of in your face personality. So if you want to get my products, talk to me direct. And I'll give you a free 10-minute consult. It's okay. No charge. You can reach me at 917-399-9754. That's 917-399-9754. I'm on Facebook. I'm on LinkedIn. Also, the website is musclegoat.com. That's musclegoat.com or Casper with a K Institute.com.
Okay. And I will make sure that is in the show notes as well.
Yeah. And folks, if you're really serious, call me. I'll return all calls within 24 to 48 hours. And if I don't have an answer, I will say, I don't know. And I'll lead you to the right direction. And I think people got to understand that you got to get healthy because you want to get healthy.
Right.
It's going to be a struggle and stress to do it. It will not work.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
And if you have to, sometimes it's okay to fire your negative relatives and your negative friends. Yeah.
I think that's the hardest part for people is like letting go of the toxic people in their life.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So, all right. Thank you so much. So great to see you again. Say hello to Sandy, and we'll have you on again at a later time as well.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much, Sandy. Thank you again.
All right. Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed today's conversation, and as promised, I'd like to give you more details of what you can expect as a member of the Happiness Solved exclusive community. First, you'll have access to a treasure trove of extra podcast episodes. These episodes dive deeper into the topics we discuss, featuring additional expert interviews only found here. But that's not all. As a member, you'll also get access to a series of mindset training sessions. These recordings are tailored to help you understand the how and why your mindset is the most important asset you have, empowering you to achieve your personal and professional goals. And for those of you looking to find a moment of peace in your busy lives, we've got something special: exclusive guided meditations. These sessions are crafted to help you relax, refocus, and recharge. Whether you're a meditation guru or just starting out, there's something here for everyone. Becoming a member is more than just accessing extra content. It's about joining a community of like-minded individuals, all on a journey to live life to its fullest and become the best possible version of you. So how can you join? It's simple. Go to happinesssolved.supercast.com and sign up. Don't miss out on this opportunity to deepen your journey with us. Again, that's happinesssolved.supercast.com. And it will also be in the show notes. I am so grateful you're a part of our Happiness Solved family, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your continued support. Again, I am so grateful for you, and I hope that you and your family are healthy and safe, and that your lives are filled with peace, joy, and happiness. Take care, everyone.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.